Welcome to 51st Dates. I'm your host, Jolie Moore. I now know that hindsight is 20/20. This season, I'm going to share that wisdom with you. In every twice-weekly episode, I'm going to highlight one of my postcards from my Take Note Stories of Narcissistic Abuse project and the unvarnished truth behind them. A lifetime of gaslighting and abuse are the reasons why my 51st Dates experiment was the unmitigated disaster that it was. I think it was kind of funny, a little bit tragic, but still a mess. Join me as I take on the task of finding out if my future self can forgive that person who lived through abuse and came out of the other side, still searching for a crazy, beautiful love story. Ready? Strap in. Let's go. Hi, and welcome to 51st Dates. This is your host, Jolie Moore. Let's get to card number 8, the dog. Whenever I did something my ex didn't like, he'd put his hands around the dog's neck and pretend to strangle it. This came with realistic sound effects. Okay, maybe the sound effects weren't realistic. I can hear it in my head. So basically, I don't know, whenever I did something that displeased him, not whenever, like there's many other things, but if the dog was like in the room, he would like put his like hands around the dog's neck, different dogs, and he'd make the sound. He'd be like, dish, 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 and he'd pretend to strangle the dog. And I was like, that's not funny. And he always said I didn't have a sense of humor because, of course, he was joking because, of course, he would never hurt the dog. I don't even know what to say. It's just that I never really considered this an abusive thing. Like, I actually never thought about it. I never thought about it. And then when I was in the courthouse years ago waiting for I was in a courthouse waiting room during the dissolution process, and I'll explain it a little bit more later. But basically, they had these like screens, because we don't have posters anymore. They had screens of like, if this is happening to you, this is domestic violence. And so the screens are going, and I'm like, I can't believe I'm going to say this out loud. This all seems really minor. But every single point I could hit. And this was one of them. And I never really thought much about it. I just thought it was like a perverse, not funny thing that he did. But I think I realize now that if I was with someone and I said I didn't like something, they would not do it again. I'm assuming that's the way that should work. But actually, because I don't know, but I assume that's the way that should work. But that's not the way this worked. It was just, I'm joking, you don't have a sense of humor. I guess I don't understand why it's funny. I'm sitting here now trying to think, what's the joke that I could strangle the dog? Like, I don't even know what the humor about it would be, that it came with sound effects, that it was ironic. Like, I don't know. But to be frank, honestly, I think it's because I have like a real like love of animals. I'm one of those people who like kind of bonds with animals. Like, my email is still like the name of a dog I had like years ago. I'm never changing that email. Like, my pictures online, some of them are like picked, like sometimes as an avatar, I use a picture of a dog that I had who's died. So like, when I'm with the dog, I'm real tight. And I think that he recognized that and used that probably as a method of control, because clearly I would capitulate or do what he wanted in order to avoid this threat becoming real. And you know what? It worked. I'm Jolie Moore, and this has been 51st Dates, the podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, I hope you share, rate, and review it on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. It will help others find the crazy, beautiful love stories that I like to share. Also, please hit the subscribe button on your podcast app. If you'd like to know how this project started, my memoir, 50 First Dates, is available wherever books are sold. A link is always included in the show notes. I'm also a romance writer. If you want to know more about my books, please visit joliemoore.com for more information. You can also follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and Substack at XO Jolie Moore. The essays accompanying these postcards are available on Substack. You can also follow me on all social media at the same handle, XO Jolie Moore. Thanks for listening, and I'll be in your ears very soon.